Welcome back to the Design Hack Podcast. Today we have Harman with us, and he is the Director of Creative Design at PhonePay. Welcome, Harman. Thank you for coming here, man.
Thank you, Abhay. Thank you very much.
Perfect. So let's kickstart this particular podcast by having an introduction and with a reference, like, why design? Like, why did you choose design?
Well, design is, well, is a very simple way to navigate through this world, with a lot of practicality, and also you can live it in a beautiful way. You can navigate your own way by, you know, going through all the madness around you.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, because design has already been evolving. Just a little reference I wanted to ask. How do you feel like design has evolved from when you started until now?
Oh, wow. Well, there, I think I would like to answer this question in two parts. When I joined design as a proper career, which actually started in the formal education in design way back in 2003, I took a gap year after class 12 just to understand the basics of art. And want to do just, I have been always an artist throughout my life. So we just wanted to understand and formalize my that into education. Started with anatomy study to watercolors to other mediums, et cetera, right? And in that gap year, I started learning that, you know, there is a lot of difference between how art is and what design is, right? One is all about esteem and being esteem and aesthetics, and one is about usability and practicality and solving issues, problems. And that has been one of way that, you know, I got into design. And in the era when there were all black and white phones, and we were all intrigued by, you know, these Nokias of that time. I had 3310 Nokia that time. And you used to figure that out, you know, how to build a game for this phone, right? This small screen. And we all seen that addictions coming in. People are getting hooked to the devices for longer time. And from there on, fast paced to 2008, when I got graduated, this whole era of website designs, right? There was no user interface or user UX terminology was there. You know, there were like front end folks and the back end design folks, and people used to be cooler who used to do CMS, content management systems, at that time, right? But my perspective was that time to always give us solutions which kind of changed this entire central design thinking process. For not only because that's the central design thinking process exists in the studios, but that doesn't exist in large organizations or corporates. So always wanted to give that out. And today, I think in 2021, in almost when we are hitting towards the post-COVID era, once we get out of this, I think design folks are the most important people in the room. And in this change has happened in the past 1.5 decades.
That's interesting. I think that kind of gives everyone's a glimpse of how design has evolved in this past decade or two. But I wanted to ask, like you mentioned that you did, that you started out, like you took a gap to explore what really design is, art is, and like you did your, I think, bachelor's in communication design at Pearl Academy. I just wanted to ask, how was your experience? And one more question, like, do you think doing a bachelor's in design, like, was worth it?
Oh, absolutely. I think I would not say that was a degree for 4 years. That was, it had 1 year foundational year and then 3 years. And today, if I look back, I think those 4 years were the foundation, right? Because what we I would like to relate to today's era and to my times, because that will be more effective for this audience, right? Today's era, when there are hundreds of boot camps around, hundreds of quick courses of 3 months to 6 months to 1 year around, they are absolutely amazing courses, right? Because you kind of learn from industry experts, you kind of get skilled with industry experts, you kind of work on live projects at times, And it's amazing how we can learn from home with amazing teachers and et cetera, right? Going back to the early 2000s, when I did my formal education, I had been destined enough to in that time learn through pedagogy way of teaching, which is not about books, and you know, it's always a fresh curriculum, updated curriculum. Pearl actually had this course which was designed by NTU, Nottingham Trent University, UK, and the curriculum was coming from there. And we had this blend of teachers from industry who were running design studios at the time. They were veterans of the time, and they were either, you know, alumni of NID, you know, coming and teaching us. And every day was so new. Every day was so new with all sort of folks, right? Those 4 years actually helped build the entire design thinking process in the mind. And it kind of not prepare you for one skill set, which is probably UI, UX, visual design, graphic design, or animations or anything, right? Today we look at it this way, you know, I'm an animator, I'm an illustrator, I'm a UI guy, I'm a UX guy. But when you have your design thinking, which becomes a central part of you, and that can happen not only in three, that can't be achieved in 3 months or 6 months. You need to go for 4 years or 5 years or maybe a master's after that to inculcate that, or take a longer curve, learn on the job, become a practitioner of design in your life. That can be achieved with that as well, right? By listening and reading to right people. But it will not be achieved in a year. I'm sure about that. Once that happens, right, then it's all about upskilling yourself on a skill-based job. I'm from a black and white phone era. Today we do apps for all sort of, and we are updated on everything. That is only possible because foundation is really strong, and we can build a long, tallest possible building over it, right? We can always add a floor by upskilling ourselves, right? And upskilling takes like a month to understand technology, because eventually the central design thinking process till today remains same and will remain same forever.
I think that is the core principle, because design, the meaning of design never changes. It's just how it gets evolved in terms of, like, nowadays we have car UIs, we have watch UIs, like which we never used to have like at a decade or so ago. So that is interesting. So yeah, that's something. Now coming back to the point, like, you did your bachelor's. So what was your first ever design gig or job that you did, and how was your experience about
it? Wow. Well, I think I'd like to tell a short story here. During my college days, we used to have these industry experts coming to us. They kind of used to talk about the studios, their work environment, and showcase their current going work. And in those times, Mr. Anthony Lopez, who actually heads Lopez Design Studio out of Delhi, he actually visited us with his team, and he kind of showcased his work to us, right? And I knew that day I was only quiet, silently looking at his work. He was showcasing work of UNICEF, and I got really, really inspired the way he presented the entire process, right? And I decided that time, you know, I would like to work with him one day. Luckily, placements happened. Lopez Design also came for placements. I, along with one of my friends, we got selected over there. I took up the job in a heartbeat. Twist happened. I joined the job. 3 months down the job, I decided to leave the company because there were. I was thoroughly enjoying my work there. There was no problem. But in that quest, if you know the Curious Design Yatra, right? It was in very early years in that, in 2008. It happened in Goa. I kind of visited there. I happened to meet Mr. Barry Ollins, who actually is the founder of Wolf Ollins and Saffron Brand Consultants. Kind of had a breakfast, shared a breakfast with him that time. And kind of ended up showing my work like any enthusiastic young person will do, right? You know, I'm meeting like a guru of branding and that guy. And he just seeded a thought in my mind. He said, you know, and he was listening quietly. He's like, you know, you're so enthusiastic. Why are you working for someone? Why you don't start on your own something? And design scene in India is very fresh and it's going to evolve only. And you have to do you will evolve the time with that design whole design industry. I just came back and quit the job without thinking. I had no idea what to do. I was not financially very settled. Had no idea how to even pay my next month's rent. And I think it will take a long time to tell the whole story. And I think I would like to end it over here. That's how my own design practice started.
Damn, that is interesting. So I know that you had your own design studio in the past as well, but I think that is somehow connected to this story in some way. So we will we will continue that story, but I will just add a question to this, have a gap as a transition. So I know that you have had your own design studio, you have worked on service-based companies, worked with product-based companies. So having connected with the story, you can at the end tell us like what experience that you have felt in each and every aspect, like design studio aspect and having your own design studio aspect, product-based company, service-based company, something.
So howsoever cool it sounds that I had my own design practice, it was never easy. From day one, walking into a bank as a 22-year-old and going from one table to another and saying, I need a loan. And they said, loan for what? I was like, you know, I need a loan to run a business. And they say, like, you know, but you need to have a collateral. I said, I don't own anything. I don't have any collateral to give it to you. That's how it started. But I ended up raising first 5 lakh rupees from family and friends. And that's how my journey started, where my family actually had to put some guarantees to get the first loan in place, which I never repaid. Ended up acquiring my first set of clients through newspaper tenders. In that time, newspaper tenders used to have this, you know, PSU companies raising the tenders for design and advertising and etc. I remember I took a flight that time to Kashmir to apply for a tender. It was the last day that I had to take a flight because I couldn't send the post to Power Grid Corporation of Srinagar. And I didn't get that project. Came back, started looking out, still working away through tenders. That because the reason was I wanted to change the whole rooted cause, which when we say something which doesn't work, something which looks awful, something which has a bad experience, and we kind of puts into a, say, this is Sarkari.
Mm.
And I hated that, you know, somebody talking about their own country's assets and saying it's Sarkari and referring every damn thing which is not really fine and calling it Sarkari. Wanted to change that, and by proving with an example, okay, I will show you that how a Sarkari company can change into any kind of private held company in terms of branding, experience, etc. But found my way through, but not through tenders, but through collaborating with one of the panel government agencies, got into GAIL, Gas Authority of India Limited that time, kind of worked on the typography, kind of worked on the colors, kind of worked on to their entire brand manual system, created the design system for them and kind of helped them integrate, but through that, the root of agencies. And today they are one of the most presentable PSUs in India. If you ever go through their communication or they're still not there, but yeah, I mean, they're most presentable amongst all. That's how the journey started. Those are the hard ways you kind of set your narrative side right for your design practice. Then how you want to make the difference. You may grow. I grew very slowly. But then once you do 2 or 3 projects like this, then you kind of people start reaching out to you. You know, because you're the difference you make becomes evident. Right? And then we never actually really had to go and run and ask for the work. Work kept coming our way, God willingly. And from there we grew. in 2017, no one, but I decided to increase my canvas size and switch to corporate job because we were being stagnant in one size of businesses and one size of clients. And that was not very satisfying for a person who always wanted to learn.
So that's how you started your corporate journey.
Yeah, there's a story to it as well.
Okay. So yeah. Let's listen to the story because that will let us know about how.
Of course.
That's how it
happened. So I was in 2017, 2016, in fact, we expanded into a lot more from design exhibits to interior design spaces. And we were already doing UI, UX for a lot more companies. We were doing branding. We were doing all sorts of stuff, right? But when we expanded into interior spaces, we ended up hiring a lot more people. And to maintain that kind of whole size of the business, the only way to is was to now keep investing in it, right? Because we were diversifying horizontally. In that quest, I kind of very excited, and I called one of my friends. I told him, I said, no, I have great news. I'm expanding into interiors, and we want to do these large corporate spaces because I have this inherent love for interiors and environments. And you know, what's that? You know, he said, you know, don't make this mistake. You know, I said, what are you saying that? Why are you saying that? I'm very excited. He said, don't make this mistake because you end up, because your life is, you know, you're not working, you're working on Saturdays, Sundays, and you're not sleeping, and you kind of got used to of it, and you know you need to increase your canvas size, and that's what he said, and that statement stuck to me, right? And I said, what do you mean by canvas size? Said, you know, you work with now international companies, and look at the scale at the global level, and how things are going to operate at global level. I kind of was like, okay. And he was coming to Gurgaon for his new job, and I kind of met him. And then I was after his life. I said, okay, I want to do this now. And I happened to meet that time head of marketing, Umbo. He looked at my work, and he was like, you know what? That was an exploratory round. He was like, you know, you are too qualified for this whole role in the corporate side of things. Don't do this. You're an entrepreneur at heart. Keep doing it. I said, okay, I just want to explore it. And with no brain, no, without thinking, we just started having interviews. One interview turned into two. In between, I also went for a sabbatical just to rethink about everything. I went to Europe with my wife, and we just kind of stopped thinking about work for a month. We just came back. And after some around 6 to 8 rounds, I don't remember correctly now, interviews, rounds at Uber across the world with the different designers or across the design teams, I got a call one day that you are selected. And without thinking what my title is, what my role is, what it's going to take, what will happen, you know, and I was like, okay, yes, I want to do this. Without thinking that I'm making this much money, I'll get this much salary. You know, I never did a job for like stretch of 10 years. And I just thought that that's the right road to take. And I just went ahead and took that door and kind of worked very well. How? Because as like Steve Jobs said, you always connect your dots backwards. And that really happened. I went for my Uber City in the US, which is the induction program, and just came back. And the first project, which was outside my role, by the way, was given to me, the rebrand of for Uber, and it was led by Wolf Hollins London, which was my first mentor's founded company. And I kind of connected dot backwards that I got into branding for all this reason, and now today I'm going to work with a company for next couple of years, and was part of the core team of rebrand for Uber, which was a road to IPO, and did that entire project, and led the project for India and South Asia and Asia Pacific.
That's interesting because this is something that connects everything again for everyone that
started
out with this. And now again, at the end, some or other how you got it back.
Has been very lucky being there, being at places at the right time and met right people.
That's very interesting. I think that's how the world makes us know that you are doing the right thing, you are going to the right place.
And it's about belief as well. If you believe in this whole thing, that everything is connected, and you will see that it is connected one day, then definitely you will see it one day.
That's absolutely sure. So now that everybody knows that you like got the experience at Uber, and I know that you got the title of creative lead at Uber, then you kind of got into Book My Show, then right now you are at PhonePe as a director of creative design. So I just want to know how these things, so I know that you have a big experience in terms of your own design studio and how it all worked out and everything, but for anyone who is really new, like who what does these jobs mean, like what is the work, and like what do you think is the experience exactly on this thing?
Okay, want to approach your question in a way in a little different way, because I think it will help people. Always think of giving back, and how I did personally. At very early stages of my career, I called up my own college that I've quite a lot of learnings to share with your students, right? And they invited me as for a workshop, and that those workshops from that day never kind of worked very well, and then turned into I being participating more as a visiting faculty. And then it turned into writing curriculums, and somebody coming from industry, learning from industry, and writing curriculums, because it, and then moved into various other schools also to teach set curriculums and modules to a lot of students, right? It does two things. It kind of helps you to really put that into the education system, what you're learning from the industry, which is usually unorganized and unstructured, right? Two, it kind of prepares for the next set of folks, and you being training them, and that training for the translates into mentoring your own team as well, right? And you understanding the new generation's mindset, new generation of designers' mindset, right? And how they are going to approach work tomorrow, today, and this way you can really predict how design industry will be of tomorrow, and because these people will be running it, that kind of gives you a 360 view of everything. Right. And that helps you being even choosing your opportunities. That okay, if I chose from after Uber that okay, I want to get into Book My Show. It was not on the basis that I kind of like the app, I like the company. Those are all secondary reasons, right? What you're going to do over there is going to be it just kind of becomes more exciting for you as a leader, right? When you say, okay, you're going to build this there, and you're going to build a team, or you're going to build this team to scale particular challenge, right? Solve particular challenge, right? That kind of really moves me personally. It kind of helps me to, and I love doing that. But sadly, during the show, we a pandemic hit, and entertainment sector really hit all the time low. But it was really, really fantastic team there. I still believe that they will sail through with flying colors. I haven't not had an opportunity at PhonePe that time. I decided to move on.
Interesting,
And
yeah.
today at PhonePe, I kind of lead creative UI for the product, and also the digital creative, right? Which kind of acts as a bridge between all marketing efforts and all product design efforts, and kind of standardize the whole whole visual communication across all brand and product touch points.
I think that is very interesting because people usually hear about the term of head of design. The creative lead is something, but I think exact role, I didn't even know what exactly a creative lead does in a particular company.
I think it's evolving with all sort of titles. All these titles did not exist 6, 7, 8 years ago. I think they evolved and are still evolving, and we have these all constant discussions on, what the right title should be for everything.
Yeah, and I think because
We are still very young industry. I think it takes time.
exactly, and I think this is very interesting because even though you had different titles, or like I can assume same titles as well, the work might be different in every company. And it, as you said, it's still evolving. So it depends on a particular company as well.
Work charters are always different.
Exactly. Now coming back to a broader question, like you have been like having a good 13 plus years of experience in different fields, having your own design studio in fintech space, working on fintech space, working in ride sharing, working in education, wellness, and many more, like working with government organizations. I want to ask, what have you felt with all of those experience? Like one or two things that you have felt is very common or core to the aspect of design, no matter where you are.
Oh wow. So I think again it kind of takes us back from where we started our conversation. It's a central design thinking process. Once you develop that, you need to see this world in a very different way. First of all, if you're an enthusiast of, you kind of appreciate art, you kind of like to create things for you, kind of love experiences. What it boils down to really is that how you kind of make everything which is practical and which is really, really something which you, whatever you like, right? Be part of your everyday life. Maybe choosing the right shirt which has a 2.5 mm stitch to button which as easily slips to the buttonholes of the arms, or probably, finding a table which has a perfect 30 inches height, which is very ergonomically designed, finding a mug for yourself, finding a best pen for yourself, and similarly, these choices kind of become a habit. Once it become a habit, it comes really, really embedded part of you, right? And once it's part of you, you know what? It becomes a central design thinking process of yours. And whether you're working for any company or any category or any space, it doesn't matter after that. Because naturally, you will be doing the right thing, solve issues, making brilliant experiences and solving it for the user, because you will become it will become a natural process for you, right? It will not become any tactically informed or something which is tactically educational process for you after that. It becomes just a natural strategic process for you, how you lead life and how you are, and this is how you even work and how you solve eventually.
That is interesting because we I think as a designer we have a creative mind and we kind of go to places when we explore we have a lot of different scenarios to explore, right? But
Correct.
at the end we need to stick to the core. Like we need to understand that this is visually appealing but might not be good for the user. So we need to understand this, and a lot of things in design that goes in that way, and that is very interesting to stick to the core. And I think from your journey, we really see out the way that you started out, like you said about the Sarkari thing, and I love that because changing the experience, and I think this is very interesting for me as well. Nowadays, whenever like if I meet someone and I for like vaccine only, like these people used to say, no, I won't get from government. Oh, this is Sarkari. I was like, it's the same thing. Like it's the same thing. Doctors are leaving it. There's no difference in it. So a lot of things that happens in this way. But I kind of understood how you got started and how you kind of changed, and you always the canvas thing as well. Like exploring your canvas is also important. Expanding your canvas is also important. But it's the journey kind of turns out to be in a way that how you started out your journey with a particular goal, and then how when you started reaching your you kind of expanded your domains and stuff, and that is very important. Something that we ask really every guest about this, because your journey is not just of design, it's about a lot of aspects. But we really want to ask, who is Harman beyond design? Like, who are you?
Well, it kept changing with different chapters of life. Nowadays I'm living a beautiful chapter. Last year I was me and my wife, we were blessed with with our daughter, and that is something keeping me busy and keeping us sane working from home. And apart from work, whenever I'm done with my work in a day, everything just my world rotates around her. She loves reading book already. She's 11 months, and I love reading to her. though I have been an avid reader since my childhood. Now she holding on to the book and everything, it's just magical to see. I can't even, it's inexplicable. I can't even explain into the right words kind of feeling you have. And that's what my life has been all about nowadays. And I've been always a person who actually had ever-changing hobbies from time to, upcycling shoes, to paint, to do many other different things, learning a language but never completing it. It kept changing, right? So I never really stuck to one kind of a hobby ever. That's what I'm outside work, emotional and sensitive person outside of work.
That is interesting. I think your daughter is very lucky because I think for me as well, listening to stories has always been interesting, and being you an avid reader, you would have a lot of stories to tell her, and that's something I'm really interested about. Like that's really cool. So almost we are at the end of the podcast, but this is one question that we ask for the audience out there. So whosoever is listening, might be someone who is into design, might be someone who has just started design, what would be your two pieces of advice that you would like to give from your whole journey? Can be about design, cannot be about design. It's about like how you want to propose it.
Find a mentor very early. Don't operate without one. Don't think that you know it all. Right? Just admit there will be no destination. It's going to be just a journey, right? The moment you seek off destination, I think you are going to not enjoy this journey at all. Secondly, which will be more practical, is don't define who you are anytime, because with different chapters of life, you kind of evolve and change. And ideally, you should evolve, right? And that's what humans are all about. All species are all about, right? We should evolve. The moment you define yourself, okay, I'm this, my signature style is this, and I'm better than this and not good in this, you're just limiting yourself. And that's the worst thing you can do as a design practitioner, an art enthusiast, right? Be open. I appreciate everything around you. Critique everything around you. It's a very important part of the process. Question bezels on all Android devices, why bezels are perfect on Apple devices. Question it. And maybe not, you'll not have answers for 99 things out of 100. But that's all right. But at least you're questioning it. And that's the only way to keep evolving as who you are and as a person and whatever skill set you want to own. It will go a long way with you.
These were perfect, and I kind of agree with both of them in the aspect, and they might really help out whosoever is listening or watching. So yeah, so that's the end of the podcast, everyone, and thank you so much everyone for coming, and thank you so much everyone for watching or listening till now. This was really interesting, man. This was an interesting journey, interesting how to know about how you started creating some experience, creating a change in the society in terms of Sarkari, and then kind of going back into the corporate, meeting, then connecting the dot backwards towards where you all started, and then now kind of exploring different things and living your life in a different way.
This is just a beginning. Thank you very much, Abhay. Best for the design hat. You guys are doing fantabulous job. I was listening to some of the podcast when you reached out to me. I never heard before that about design hat, but I think this is really, really great. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much. And see you guys in the next one.